Hello and welcome to WDOT News, live from Port Washington. Let's bring it over to Jesse Solinger.
Workers scrambled to reach hard-hit outer islands in Fiji on Monday to fully assess the scope of the devastating cyclone that struck the Pacific Island nation over the weekend, killing at least 20 people. Tropical Cyclone Winston, which crossed Fiji on Saturday night, is the most powerful storm on record in the Southern Hemisphere. In Syria, truce between some but not all of the groups fighting inside Syria could go into effect this weekend, a Western diplomat said. This Western diplomat said that a draft of document for a cessation of hostilities that is circulating among the warring parties calls for implementation of a ceasefire at midnight on Friday night and into Saturday Damascus time. The U.S. and Russia brokered this latest attempt at peace, the source said. An initial term of cessation would be 3 weeks with the possibility of extensions, the source said. The main opposition group in Syria, the National Coalition of Syrian Revolution and Opposition Forces, expressed, quote, preliminary approval to reach a temporary truce, it said in a statement. Now with the national news, Matt Levine.
Jason Dalton was described as cooperative following a deadly shooting spree that killed 6 people and left 2 others critically injured in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Jason Dalton, 45 years old, who neighbors say was a married man and the father of 2 children, was arrested at 12:40 a.m. on Sunday. He was arrested after a massive manhunt in response to the shootings that began at 6 p.m. Saturday. When he was found, Dalton surrendered and weapons were found in his vehicle. In 3 locations, a total of 8 people were shot Saturday. Dalton was taken into custody without a struggle. Also on Saturday, a Mississippi policeman who worked in an anti-narcotics squad was killed, and 3 state troopers were wounded in a shootout with a suspect during a standoff. The suspect was also killed early Saturday morning in a rural area of Tishomingo County. State Narcotics Bureau officer Lee Tart, 44, a married father of 2, was killed. The suspect killed was Charles Lee Lambert, 45 years old. The 3 other officers were hospitalized. Now with politics, James Duquette.
Donald Trump has sounded his ceremonial trumpet of victory in South Carolina, defeating Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, and Ben Carson. This is Trump's second victory so far, winning both South Carolina and New Hampshire. Jeb has now become Jeb, for Bush has recently dropped out of the Republican race after receiving a crushing blow at 4th place in the South Carolina primary election. Jeb, who is considered by many to be the favorite for the nomination, will likely cede his voters to another establishment candidate, like Marco Rubio, a favorite among establishment voters and pool game enthusiasts. In the Democratic race for the nomination, Hillary Clinton beat out Bernie Sanders in Nevada. Hillary, a.k.a. the Big Hill, claimed this decisive victory after a close battle for victory in the lower half looks like a triangle state. With the death of Justice Antonin Scalia comes a partisan battle in Washington as to who will select the new justice of the Supreme Court. President Obama has vowed to fulfill his constitutional duty and nominate a new justice that will most likely bring Supreme Court to a liberal majority. Conservatives like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have vowed to prevent the new Supreme Court justice from being selected. They argue that a lame duck president should not elect a Supreme Court justice. President Obama still has over 300 days left in his presidency. Kuta Brunio.
A Brooklyn shooting occurred where a man named Jamal Funes shot 2 officers in a car chase. The shooter has a criminal background and has been arrested 11 times in 4 years. Fortunately, due to the heroics of the 2 officers, he was caught and arrested in a car chase. Officer Stephen Davis, one of the cops to the rescue, concluded that there were about 30 shots fired. Thankfully, both officers survived. Another scary incident occurred in Medford. Reports say that a man was killed and 3 others were hurt in a hit-and-run crash. A 61-year-old woman who fled the scene Friday night was later arrested and charged with leaving the scene of an accident. Had she not left the man, he might have been alive today. They are just crazy in Farmingdale. A 34-year-old man faces several charges because he refused to pull over his car and then drove onto the runway at Republic Airport. Finally, a Riverhead citizen was found speeding at 102 miles per hour. He was pulled over by the cops. After searching the vehicle, the police found illegal drugs. This includes heroin and cocaine. Needless to say, the man was later arrested. And now with sports, Dylan Spilka.
In the NBA, Anthony Davis scores 59 points and 20 rebounds versus the Pistons. The Dallas Mavericks sign former Celtic David Lee. The Warriors add depth by signing Anderson Varejao. Dirk Nowitzki is the 6th player in NBA history to score 29,000 points, and Carmelo Anthony reaches 22,000-point mark for his career. Cavaliers beat the Thunder 115-92 on the road, and there is a report that Kevin Durant wants to be on a contender if not signed by the Thunder. In the NFL, Doug Martin, Matt Forte, Lamar Miller are all looking for contenders, and a max deal if signed. The Lions released Joique Bell, and the Rams released Jared Cook, James Laurinaitis, and Chris Long. Heath Miller of the Pittsburgh Steelers retires, and Jared Allen of the Carolina Panthers retires. Von Miller is expected to be tagged by the Broncos and signed to a long-term deal, and the Jets release Antonio Cromartie. In the NHL, the Wild beat the Blackhawks 6-1 in the Stadium Series game, and Jaromír Jágr scores his 742nd goal to pass Brett Hull for third all-time. And lastly, the Rangers beat Detroit Red Wings at the Garden 1-0 in overtime. And in other news, Denny Hamlin wins the Daytona 500, and Bubba Watson wins the PGA Northern Trust Open. Now on to weather with Eric.
Here in Port Washington on this Monday, we are looking at a high of 45 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly sunny skies, making it a great day to take a walk in the park. At night, the temperature should drop to around 30 degrees, making it a bad night to take a walk in the park. Moving through the rest of the week, Tuesday there will be some PM showers with a high of 39 and a low of 35. Wednesday, expect some showers and winds up to 14 miles per hour, a high of 46 and low of 45. Thursday, it warms up again with a high of 50, but it will rain again and be windy with winds of up to 15 miles per hour. We close out the week with a high of 41 Friday, but expect it to be very windy with winds up to 20 miles per hour. Moving outside of Port Washington, Tropical Cyclone Winston made landfall over Fiji with winds of 160 miles per hour, making it a Category 5 hurricane. It resulted in 21 people dead. Now with business, here is Matt Corsito.
Apple has recently called for a commission to address the San Bernardino issues. Apple has continued its refusal to hack into the phone of the San Bernardino shooter and suggests that the government form a commission to do so, utilizing the increasing power of encryption. Amazon.com has recently raised its free shipping minimum for most items on the website from $35 to $49. The retail is also inviting more drivers for its new on-demand delivery service to make for speedy and more cost-efficient deliveries. Maserati has finally begun production of their own new luxury SUV. The Italian automobile company has revealed images of the new Levante as they plan to begin sales of the SUV this summer. Analysts speculate that the baseline price for this model will start upwards of $80,000. The luxury SUV market is becoming very dense as of late. Last year, 12 models were recorded as costing an average price of $75,000. This is double the amount of cars that costed that much 5 years ago. And now with entertainment, we go to Andy P.
Harper Lee, notably for her classic To Kill a Mockingbird, dies at 89 in her sleep on the morning of February 19th in her Monroeville home. Ryan Reynolds stars in Deadpool, which has grossed more than any other R-rated movie in North America, a worldwide haul of $491.9 million. Other movies releasing in February 2016 include Gods of Egypt, which released on the 26th, and The Witch, which is released on the 19th. Chewbacca actor Peter Mayhew shared pages from an original script of the popular 1977 film Star Wars, its original title being The Adventures of Luke Starkiller, as taken from the Journal of the Wills. In some stranger news, a 50-year-old lock of John Lennon's hair sold for $35,000 from a Texas-based Heritage Antiques. A man named Paul Frazier was the winner. Frazier is an active buyer of entertainment memorabilia who is based in the UK. A classic film starring Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, celebrates its 30th anniversary today. Now with James Duquette for Wacky News.
A family from the state of New York is trying to keep their snowman alive by taking snow donations. Zooming noise plays. A new Bigfoot video has surfaced. Some people think that it's a trickster. They are probably correct because no one has ever found Bigfoot. Sound of butter being thrown quickly overnight plays. During this past week, there have been some wind here in the country. Reports have shown, however, that the wind is nothing to be alarmed about unless it causes serious problems, in which case, stop it. Soothing bakery ambient noise, uncensored. Chile recently held its Battle of Tomatoes. What is often considered a fun event for humans is an annual onslaught for the tomato community. Tomatoes are outraged that these atrocities still take place in modern times. I attempted to interview a local tomato, but I soon became irate as the tomato seemed to remain completely silent throughout the interview. I attribute this vow of silence to a political movement among tomatoes. These tomatoes seem to have formed some kind of separatist movement based on silent protests, for I couldn't find one tomato willing to talk to me. They have created a tomato manifesto that they're using as a guide to their secret society. Only time will tell if this tomato outrage will materialize into something greater.
From all of us at WDOT News, thank you and good night.
The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.